This is
Al Porter on Today FM.
I'm so addicted to you.
Time for something a little bit special. It's not often that we get a special guest on the show, but I couldn't turn down the opportunity to talk to this man. He has sold over 20 million albums worldwide and 12.8 million singles, over 625 million views on YouTube, over 680 million global streams. It can just go on and on. 2 Brit Awards, 2 Ivor Novello Awards, 5 Grammy nominations. He also happens to be, perhaps most famously to some of my mates anyway, the funniest man on Twitter. This is up to date information as of like earlier on when I was reading through the feed. Just to give you an idea, this is from his bio. Cockney rhyming slang for the good stuff. Proof that one song is all you need. He's also beautiful. That's very true. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. James Blunt. How are you?
Very well indeed. How are you doing?
How did you like that, James? Is that enough of an introduction or...
Where do I send the check?
I tried my best. Like, I wanted to get all the stuff in there. I probably missed out something.
Oh, you're far too kind.
So how are you keeping? Have you been touring away with Ed Sheeran and stuff?
Yeah, I've had a blast. I've just done 3.5 months of touring states with Ed, and I was his sidekick, where they threw me on stage for 40 minutes before
nice.
Him. I finished basically. Basically, I'm off stage, and I have 2 hours drinking time ahead of him,
okay.
which is great. And I've been using that as rehearsal time. Cut my costs because I used it as rehearsal time with my band before my own tour, which has kicked off now in Europe, and I'm heading your way November 27th?
You're going to be here on the 27th in the Three Arena. Have you done the Three Arena, James?
Yeah,
it's great.
Actually. And so it'll be great to be back in there. And yeah, as I say, I've just used the Americans as my guinea pigs. To test my new songs out on them, and then I'll come and play to you very shortly. And as I say, I'm going to play some new songs, but obviously a bunch of my old songs as well, because people want to hear me.
Yeah, I'd like to picture Ed and you being his support act, and Ed going, yeah, James, if you wouldn't mind just doing the old stuff there, could you not try out the new stuff on the American audience?
At Ed's concert, they haven't bought tickets to see me, so I don't have to care about what they want. I'm just
no responsibility at all.
I don't even play them You're Beautiful. I just play them every new song under the sun.
How are the States? Do you like traveling around there?
Yeah, it's great if you're into burgers and chicken wings.
Okay, all right, but that's about it.
No, I mean, there's some other nice things, but that was my focus. So, yeah, we ended up in Hooters most nights.
Oh, nice. Okay, so the drinking time / rehearsal definitely went well then, if you're going to end up in Hooters every night.
It's been great, great fun, you know, and as I say, the tour went well. They were still cheering me when he was on.
Which is good for you, not so great for Ed, which is probably why you ran him over there the other day.
Yeah, dodgy brakes on a bicycle.
What's the story? Why were people accusing you of knocking down Ed on Twitter? People give you awful abuse on Twitter.
Oh, no, they don't. I think they give everyone abuse on Twitter. It's just people are horrid to each other nowadays, aren't they? It's such a strange place where we just think our opinion is fact. And once upon a time, we were told by our parents, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
I know.
Keep your opinions to yourself. But everyone's forgotten that with the advent of Twitter.
But you enjoy the Twitter, though. You kind of turn it on its head. Like, I mean, trolls can't really get the better of you.
Well, I just think it's weird how we seem to focus in on these things. And, you know, I'm playing tonight to 10,000 people.
Yeah.
And is it weird how I might be inclined to focus on 5 negative tweets and be in some way upset by them? Because, you know, those guys on Twitter, they didn't spend their good money on those tickets or queue up outside in the rain or travel great distance to see a concert, as 10,000 people are tonight. And instead, those 5 tweeters, let's be serious about them. They're probably lonely people in their darkened bedrooms with their trousers around their ankles. And I don't think I should necessarily take them too seriously. I'm just laughing, not only at them, but I'm laughing at myself for even taking them seriously.
No, you have a good sense of humour about yourself. How was the Mrs. Brown show? Because obviously Brendan O'Carroll is a friend of mine, and I love him very dearly. Did you enjoy it?
It was an amazing show. Great fun. I mean, you know, they're such a family unit that it makes the whole thing really incredibly relaxed and laid back, and I loved it.
I was incredibly jealous that you got to tongue him.
He's a good kisser.
I know.
He's a very good kisser.
Since I was a teenager, I'm only 24, in case you're like, oh my God, this man is being such a creep. But since I was a teenager, I've always wanted to kiss you.
Oh, well, you know what? It's not too late. I'm coming to the Three Arena on 27th of November. Kiss you then.
If I can come backstage, that'd be amazing. So you're going to come over. When you come over for the Three Arena, James, will you hang out in Dublin before or after? Or is it kind of an in and out job?
I feel it's a perverted question.
No, it's not. I'm sorry.
This is another in and out job. I'm a come and go kind of guy.
Okay, and that is the 27th of November, the Afterlove tour at the Three Arena. Well, look, I mean, I appreciate you taking time to talk to me. I know you're a very busy man.
Oh, come on down. It'd be a pleasure. Come and have a drink backstage, and I can't wait for the show, actually.
Nice. I can't wait, James. You're a kind man. I'll wear a dress because I know that's how you like your men, and I'll talk to you soon.
Fantastic.
Cheers, pal. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's James Blunt. I love James. Isn't he lovely? Love him.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.